Let's hear from the TV leader, Jim Allister. I asked him for his thoughts on the speculation around the UK government's proposals to the EU.
Well, if the speculation is correct, then in significant measure, this is the backstop by another name. My test of all these proposals has always been, are we leaving the EU as one nation? Because that's the essence of protecting UK sovereignty. And sadly, if these proposals are correct, we're not.
Well, we'd be leaving the customs union, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, we'd be leaving the customs union, and that's very important, and that's good. But we would not be leaving the single market. The EU is about two things, the customs union and the single market. We'd be leaving a part of the United Kingdom, namely Northern Ireland, largely in the single market, not just now, it seems, in agri-food, but also in all manufactured goods. And that would mean that we would continue with no say in how the laws are devised, subject to all EU laws on the single market, with no say in those. And it would mean that we would be in captivity with, I still suspect, no way of escape. Because fast forward to the end of the 4 years, how is it suggested in these proposals that Northern Ireland escapes single market?
What a fantastic opportunity, some might say, for Northern Ireland, that we would be in the single market, the rest of the UK would not. What a fantastic opportunity for us to have one up on England, Scotland and Wales.
No, what a dreadful burden on our economy, because it would establish a regulatory border in the Irish Sea on all those goods. It would impede the free flow from to and from our biggest trading partner, GB. So far from being an opportunity, it would be a terrible bind on our economy. But I ask the question again, how would we escape from the single market at the end of the 4 years? If the proposition is, if you want to change this, you need to get it through the Assembly, then that immediately, through the petition of concern, creates the Sinn Féin veto. So our captivity could be in perpetuity. We might never escape the single market. So to me, this is not... this would not, for Northern Ireland, be Brexit in the entirety that it should be, and would leave us in the terrible situation that the instability would be perpetuated. Because as you approach the 2025 supposed or possible end date, think of all the instability that would create. Think of the opportunity that would give Sinn Féin to make that their new target date for an Irish
Well, maybe Brexiteers like
far
you...
Far from being a resolution, it doesn't seem to me that this would bring the stability that a successful Brexit could bring.
Maybe Brexiteers like you should have thought about this and how you were going to jeopardise Northern Ireland before you tell everybody to leave the EU.
No.
You've cocked up here, haven't you, Mr. Allister?
No, I'm saying...
You've brought about a united Ireland, possibly.
Don't be ridiculous, Stephen. I am saying we need to leave as one nation. That means leaving in its entirety. That means leaving nothing behind in the customs union, nothing or nobody behind in the single market. And if we do that, Brexit will be a phenomenal success, I believe. But by seeking to leave part of the United Kingdom behind with a promise, oh, maybe you can escape in 4 years, when GB has diverged substantially from EU single market terms, and when you maybe make it subject to a Sinn Féin veto, that is not a recipe for progress. That is a recipe for stagnation and going backwards on these issues. I want a proper Brexit, and that's why I now hope that if this is the proposal, that the EU will reject it and that we will get to leave free on the 31st of October without any of these hideous strings which would be attached to Northern Ireland.
But are you not cognizant that you've had now two British Prime Ministers, Theresa May, followed by Boris Johnson, who do think it is in the interests of Northern Ireland within the United Kingdom to have a different status than the rest of the UK? British Prime Minister after British Prime Minister thinking that is the right way to go and that it does not jeopardise our constitutional status.
Well, sadly it does, but like these are the
well,
same
they think
British
it
Prime
doesn't.
Ministers who've talked about the precious union but want to leave a part of that union becalmed in the EU single market.
But why do you think
these
they're
the
thinking that, Jim?
Talked about, these are the Prime Ministers who've talked about leaving as one nation, but if these proposals are accurately reflected, or in fact considering only leaving in Maine, but not in total, by leaving part of the UK behind. That doesn't suggest to me the unity of the United Kingdom, nor does it meet the test of leaving.
So why would British Prime Minister after British Prime Minister jeopardise the union? Surely they're not doing so, and it's you that is wrong, and this does not jeopardise the United Kingdom.
And that's a pretty fatuous line of argument.
Why would a British Prime Minister do that? They believe in the UK.
No, let's not worry about the personalities of the Prime Minister. Let's assess the factualities of what is proposed. If it is proposed that this part of the United Kingdom, unlike the rest of the United Kingdom, should be subject to the laws of the EU on the single market, over which we have no say, that we should be left under the aegis of the European Court of Justice in that respect, then that is making a significant distinction between Northern Ireland and GB, and to boot, you then have a regulatory border in the Irish Sea on all we produce and all we bring in. Now, that is not, to my mind, compatible with the integrity of the United Kingdom and with the concept of leaving as one nation. And that's what I want to do, and that's what my unionism is about, and that's why, if these proposals are as is reported, then they are not acceptable on that guideline.
If you had a choice between these proposals, if they are indeed as we're describing them, and remain, which would you choose?
Oh no, these proposals are a step ahead of remain, because remain keeps you in the customs union. These proposals don't. It's important to escape the customs union. The difficulty I have with these proposals, that they keep us in large measure in the single market, and it's not clear to me where the exit door is in respect to
that.
So
you would prepare Boris Johnson's proposals to remain?
Sorry?
You would prefer, if it comes down to a choice between Brexit, between remain and these proposals, you think we should accept these proposals?
No, these proposals are not to my level of expectation, because they leave us half in and half out.
But life's about compromise. Would you rather have remain, or would you rather have these proposals?
I've answered that. They are better than remain, because remain keeps us in the customs union. These proposals get us out of the customs union, which is a step in the right direction, because we're leaving as one nation in customs terms. But where it doesn't satisfy me is it leaves us half in terms of the single market, and that will diminish our economic prosperity, because it cuts us through regulatory borders off from our biggest market, namely GB. And I don't see the exit door in that, because I don't see the Assembly as capable of reaching a consensus about that. So I fear we could be in captivity forever in the single market under these proposals. So better than remain, but not proper Brexit.
You see, Jim, if we had have remained in the EU, if the UK as a whole had have remained in the EU, then there wouldn't have been even an inkling of this conversation of Northern Ireland's place in the UK being jeopardised, of Northern Ireland being different from the rest of the UK. I put it to you again that maybe you unionist Brexiteers did not contemplate the jeopardy to the union when you were advocating Brexit.
No, I don't accept. I believe Brexit is in fact a great boost to the union. I believe Brexit, properly delivered, brings immense prosperity. There's nothing more settling in constitutional terms than prosperity. And that is why, of course, the people who are most apoplectic about Brexit are the Scottish nationalists and the Irish nationalists, because they see that a prosperous United Kingdom under Brexit will diminish their chances of ever getting the independence they demand. So Brexit is, in fact, a something that can strengthen the union. But I'm disappointed if, in fact, we're not being offered in its totality Brexit, and have been offered some halfway house that treats us differently. It's the difference in treatment which is key. We joined as one nation. We need to leave as one nation, and that means leaving no part behind. And if these are the proposals, and if they were accepted, that's what it would do in respect of Northern Ireland. If they're only a negotiating tactic in the knowledge and expectation that the EU will reject them, then I hope they do.
Jim Alistair, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.